Blog Talk Radio.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Thank you so much for joining the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she would give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection. The Great I Am. And in that song, it started off with 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, and I like to read that. It says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another day. We're thanking you for this broadcast and all our listeners and those that participate, Lord. We're thanking you for our pastor. Father God, we're just thanking you for all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us. Father God, we are binding up anything, any negativity, anything that is not of you. We're binding it up right now in the name of Christ Jesus. And we're pleading the blood on this broadcast, on the listeners and those that participate, even those that listen by internet, pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us. Father God, we just want to thank you for the song, for the word says you are the great I am. And Father God, we're giving you praise because we know we can go to you and ask you, and you will grant unto us according to your will, Father God. Lord, just open up your word today that we are able to receive this word and then keep it in the lining of our heart. Father God, we give you praise, and we want to just ask you to be with those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved and those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, and all we have to do is trust in you, Father God, and live a life pleasing unto you. Lord, we give you praise, and we just want to say thank you. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're talking about the God kind of faith. Not any kind of faith, but the God kind. It's a big difference, brothers and sisters. Let me be real clear. The God kind of faith is what we found over in Hebrews 11. It pleases God, 11 and 6. And all those people died, they died pleasing God. See, the God kind of faith is you, no matter what's going on, you say what the Word of God says. I know that's your wife, but hey, I'm going to say what the Word of God says. I know that's your husband, but I'm going to say what the Word of God says. I know that's what the doctor said. I get all of that. But I'm going to say what the Word of God says.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to speak what I feel. I'm not going to speak what I see. I'm going to speak what the Word of God says I can speak. And it says, and who can do this? Whosoever will. Whosoever. Remember, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And that's really important, brothers and sisters. I want to lay this foundation so everybody will be on the same kind of page. Be on the same page. The God kind of faith produced the God kind of stuff. Jesus Christ is the author. He is the author of this faith. He is the finisher of this faith. So that become our example. That song just said, 2 Peter, God's given us everything pertaining to godliness.
Amen.
I want to make sure everybody get this. Everybody understand it's not any kind of faith. It's a God kind of faith. So don't expect any kind of results.
Same
kind of results God did. God spoke it, and it came about. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. He said, let there be. And there was. Now, all of this is going to be based on a new nature. We are new creatures. Don't forget that, brothers and sisters. We have to become more like Jesus now. So knowing that the testing of your faith produced patience, But let patience have her perfect work, that it may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So you got to allow the Word of God to work, because that's what faith is. Faith is the Word of God.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I wanted to undergird this thing so everybody would get a good understanding of it. But remember Habakkuk say, it's according to your faith. I can't speak it for you, Pastor. I love you.
Amen.
I think the world loves you. I cannot do this for you. It's according to your faith. As
Hallelujah. Much as
Renee, I mean, I saw the healing take place. It doesn't help me. The only way it's going to work, I have to speak it. I have to do like Christ did. I have to do like Evangelist Renee did. I just got to speak that thing. I got to do like everybody in the book of Hebrews. They all spoke it. They spoke the word of God. And so
Amen.
I want to make sure everybody's undergirded with this, because it's based on the new nature. It's based on the new creation, bless God. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Now, with that being said, let me say this, brothers and sisters. The God kind of faith start with the same kind of seed. Remember over there in Genesis. We'll go there. In Genesis, I may go kind of fast, sort of like I did yesterday, but Pastor, you was on it. I got to give you credit. You was right there on it. So hopefully you stay on it today. In Genesis, I know it's in Genesis, and I know where I want to go. So I want to go to Genesis. Where is that? Genesis, it's Genesis 1, and let's go to 11 and 12. Let's read that first. Genesis 1, 11 and 12. It's talking about the God kind of faith. So we want to break this word down, kind first. We may spend a couple of days just getting a good understanding when he says kind, what he's talking about. Okay. Evangelist Sharon, would you like to read that for us? Okay.
Yes, Pastor. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, God spoke, earth, green up, grow all varieties of seed-bearing fruit, every sort of fruit-bearing tree. And there it was. Earth produced green seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. God saw that it was good. Amen.
So how did God operate? By speaking. What did Jesus do? He spoke.
Yes.
You have to speak it. You have to speak this thing. The God kind of faith is you speak it. Remember he told the grave, he said, loose him. And let him go.
Yeah.
Focus.
Amen.
Got out there in the middle of the night and told Peter to come forth. He spoke it.
Mm-hmm.
When the wind was blowing, the storm, and the sea was bickering, Jesus spoke it. He said, he rebuked the sea, the wind, and told the sea, the peace be still.
Yeah.
He spoke it.
Amen.
That's how this works, brothers and sisters. Mark 11:23, just that's what God does. God speaks it. So, because you're a part of this new creation, you got to speak it. Whatever you want, you got to speak this stuff, man.
Yeah.
So in Mark 11:23 and 24, don't get caught up with this mountain. Just get caught up with what's going on here. Mark 11, 23, 24.
Amen, amen.
Amen. In Mark 11, 23, 24, it reads as follows in the King James. For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, but things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, God life, really embrace it. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling or shilling, shallacking, and it's as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. Amen.
Let me tell you what's really going on. Jesus answered them by telling them, have the God kind of faith. Well, he says, have faith in God. Have faith in, trust that the God kind of faith. When you go back to 22, you'll see that. But he says, have the God kind of faith. That's what Jesus told them. Jesus told you to have the God kind of faith. Not the world kind, the God kind.
Yes, amen.
So he says, have faith in God. I guarantee you, if you have faith in God, whatever you say and not doubt, but believe what you say, see, it's all predicated on your faith.
That's right.
The just shall live by his faith. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Preach. I'm trying to.
Amen.
I want y'all to
Amen.
Hear this, man. The just shall live by his faith. So whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed, see, it's all predicated on your faith, and be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe whatsoever thing he say shall come to pass.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have. I can't have your stuff, Pastor. You can't have my stuff. See?
Amen.
That's how this works. I would love to speak it for you, Evangelist Sharon. Sorry. The word won't let me do that. You got to speak it. Sure, that's you can pray for people and have desire, but let me tell you what, we're talking about penetrating a person's will. If this is your will, see, the new creation requires you to speak it. Whosoever with faith, see, if you're going to have the God kind of faith, now I'm not talking about, oh, we'll pray people, I'm not talking about all that, but I'm talking about the God kind of faith and how it works, bless God. It's a God kind of life. We got to embrace this and begin to say what God says. And it's not a positive message. People say, oh, it's positive. No, that's the world. God's word, our word, please hear this, it will be challenged, but it will not win. Matter of fact, the Bible says the darkness can't even comprehend it. They're not going to understand it. So don't be trying to get it to understand. You have to identify with God. You have to identify with Christ. And brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, we have to become more like Jesus every day. So knowing this, that the testing of your faith, see, your faith will be tested if you're going to have the God kind of faith. God spoke out into nothing and told nothing to bring forth something.
All right, now, say that. Yeah.
That's what the God kind of faith does. It called those things to be not as though they were. That's what it was. That's what it did. I think that's over there in Romans. I want to say Romans 17 and 14. It may be Romans 14, 17. But I think it's in Romans 17. I don't know why I'm thinking 14, 17. But the God kind of faith, you believe God. I want y'all to get this. See, because of the kingdom of God that you're in, that's where you're operating at. And because you operate in God's kingdom or in God's government, then you have the right. You have the right to act like God acts. That's what Abraham did.
Yeah.
Abraham was able to act like God. He spoke the things that God said to speak.
Yes, yes.
There's some things going on in your life. You're going to have to speak it. You're going to have to speak it out.
Amen.
Yeah. See, that's how healing works. All this works the same way. So when you understand scriptures like Genesis 1, 12, where it talks about, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and trees yielding fruit. So whoever sow this seed, that's the kind it's going to bring forth.
Amen.
Now, y'all say, well, how is that spiritual? Well, I'm going to show you. Remember, Jesus said over in Matthew, we'll go there, because I want you to see this spiritual, too. Matthew 17, 21. Let's go there. Matthew 17, 21. I want you to see this. I'm rushing, but hey, we'll go back over it tomorrow. We have to. But I want y'all to see it. Matthew
17, 21. In Matthew 17, 21, and the King James reads as follows. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Amen.
Amen, amen. There is nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle. Amen.
Yeah. See, when he says kind, he's talking about the kind that come out. These are spirits he's talking about. So when you're talking about kind, we're talking about the God kind of faith. So you're talking about kind. Matter of fact, when you think about kind, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a drop of nugget on you right now. When you talk about kind, kind really goes deep from the Hebrew and also with the Greek. So let me start like tied into one. When you're talking about kind, you're talking about kindred or kinfolk.
All right.
You get kindred from the word kind. That's where that was. That's where that came from. Kindred or your kinfolk came from the word kind. That's where it came from. And when you spell it, and I just take you there and show you that. If you don't believe it, I just take you there and show you that because I want you to know it. I want you to believe this whole thing. See? I'm trying to think of a scripture that probably would have it in it, but let me tell you. Okay, in the book of Acts, Acts 3 and 2. Let's go to Acts 3 and 2. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
In Acts 3 and 2, it reads as follows. In the King James. And a certain man, named from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Acts 3 and 25. Acts 3 and 25. I'm sorry. Please read that over.
In 3 and 25, it reads as follows. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. These prophets, along with the covenant God made with your ancestors, are your family tree. God's covenant word to Abraham provides the text. By your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Amen.
Yeah. And in thy seed shall all the kindred, or kind, see the kind, the word kindred came from the word kind. And when you put R-E-D-S on there, he's talking about a family. Now you go back and read this thing again. It says you are the children of the prophet. See, he's talking about children here. And the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, in thy seed, see there's a seed. See that seed right there? There's a seed. Shall all your kindred or your kind of the earth be blessed. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Well, remember, Abraham was the father of the faithful. Faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had the God kind of faith. Hope you see this. Well, read Acts 4 and 6 right there, too. I want you to see this. Acts 4 and 6, so you need to be around your kin folks, see? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Acts 4 and 6 read as follows. And King James, it reads as follows. And then it's the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Annas, the chief priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, everybody who was anybody was there. Amen.
Yeah. So he's talking about the kindred, the kin folks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Acts 7 and 3, the same thing. Well, remember God told him, said, yeah, I'm among your kin folks, your kindred, the kind. So when you really understand this word from the Greek and the Hebrew, he's talking about your brethren. And I think it's Acts 7, 3 or Acts 7, 13, I don't know, somewhere in there. Well, let me go find it. Well, read that for me, Evangelist Sharon. Acts 7, 3. Book of Acts.
Acts 7 or 11, did you say, Pastor? I'm sorry.
7. 7.
Okay. And 7 and 3, it reads as follows. And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and come into the land which I shall shew thee. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, leave your country and family and go to the land I'll show you. Amen.
Amen. See, and I want you to focus on that word kind or kindred. See, it's that kind. That was a family. That's what kind you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, if I could just show you this where the Holy Ghost gave it to me. Because I want you to hear it in your own spirit. See, even the second time when Joseph made known to his brethren, the Bible says Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh's also. See? But talking about Joseph's kind. So when you see this word, here's what I want you to say. When you see this word, I want you to realize that this word is the kind. When you think about kindredness or kindred or whatever, you're talking about the God kind. And Abraham, just to show you, he acted just like God. That was over there in Romans 4 and 17. I want you to see it. He acted just like God. He called those things to be not as though they were. He spoke it.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Romans 4 and 17. As it was written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, we call Abraham father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we always read in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as a father of many people. Amen.
So he's called the father of the faithful. So we're talking about the God kind of faith. He operates just like Jesus. He operates just like God. And that's
mm-hmm.
what we have to do. You got to speak your eternal into existence. You have to speak this thing, and it all has to be predicated on the word of God.